and very soon. You've got a captain on board who's got a fear for the Lord. You've got a captain on board who's got a fear for the Lord. Famosi tinyamula budgeti. No matter the state of the market, cause God and the vision's the currency. That's the currency. Come with me, come and see. Picture perfect, the vision is prophecy. And the clarity, got it on lock and key. Foke no tiayama kaseti. Blu-ray twali kwatama. I got the packaging. Mulengi cut the strings. Teine papeti. And you'll fly without a genie or a kapeti. There's a throne in my heart and you can have your seat.
Soon and very soon. Soon and very soon. We gon' lift off on a runway. Soon and very soon.
You've got a captain on board who's got a fear for the Lord. You've got a captain on board who's got a fear for the Lord. Yeah, 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 yeah. Soon and very soon. Soon and very soon.
Something new. Something urban. Something different. 91.3 FM.
Power FM. In Lusaka. Where stars are made. And played.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Good morning. This is your weekly recap, and these are your headlines. Auditor General's Office clarified Grant Thornton management and chartered accountants' participation in RDA audit. Chikankata lawmaker Jacqueline Sabao outlines a vision for Chikankata constituency and calls for more women in parliament. In international news, East Africa flood death toll tops 110 as heavy rains wreak havoc. In sports, new rule changes confirmed for 2026 World Cup.
And now, the Power FM News.
With your upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Viola Chuma. In local news on Monday, the Office of the Auditor General clarified that the appointment of Grant Thornton Management and Chartered Accountants in September 2024 The Office of the Auditor General clarified that the appointment of Grant Thornton Management and Chartered Accountants in September 2024 to undertake the audit of the Road Development Agency's financial statements for the period ending 31st December 2024 through to 2026 followed a transparent procurement process. Acting Auditor General Dr. Ron Mwambwa said the process involved competitive bidding in which four other private audit firms also participated, emphasizing that in 2024, Grant Thornton was not the only private audit firm engaged by the office. He added that several other private audit firms were similarly subcontracted to conduct audits of various statutory bodies on behalf of the Office of the Auditor General. Dr. Mwambwa explained that engaging private audit firms is in this manner forms part of the office's normal operational practice, particularly where resource or time constraints arise, adding that the appointment in question should not be regarded as unusual, but rather as part of the routine execution of the office's statutory mandate. The AG's clarification follows a social media post by Patriotic Front member of Central Committee, Ambassador Emmanuel Mwamba, concerning the confirmation of account balances and the engagement of Grant Thornton, a private audit firm, to audit the financial statements of the Road Development Agency. In more local news on Tuesday, the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA, reaffirmed its commitment to increasing its project financing, targeting to reach $1 billion. NAPSA Director General Munyangwa Munyangwa disclosed that the authority has approved investment projects worth $700 million between 2023 and 2025. Mr. Munyangwa explained that NAPSA is currently undertaking initiatives to generate value from the funds it holds in financial institutions by not only restructuring agreements, but also focusing on investing in capital projects. He revealed that the pension agency has 37 billion kwacha held by financial institutions, either in accounts or term deposits. Last week, NAPSA unveiled a new five-year strategic plan aimed at growing its assets to $10 billion by 2031. Mr. Munyangwa said the plan will guide NAPSA's operations, strengthen financial sustainability, and expand pension coverage.
In 2023, because I think 2022 we never did much investment. I think at the time PRRB was speaking. We started doing investment activities in 2023. Between 2023 and end of 2025, NAPSA has approved projects for financing to a tune of over $700 million. I don't think people knew that you could have $700 million in this country from an institution that you call your own. It's there. And that's how much has been put in. Now, that's a lot of money to commit by any standard. But what we are saying is, that's what that money was collected for. Not to be kept to rot in a bank account, but to go and work for the Zambians. And now it's working for the Zambians. So, we invite you back here when we reach 1 billion. And it's going to be soon.
In more local news, Kankata Member of Parliament Jacqueline Sabao outlined an ambitious plan to transform her constituency while also calling for increased representation of women in Zambia's legislature. Speaking during the political podcast, Ms. Sabao reflected on her first 5 years in office, describing the period as a learning experience, particularly in understanding how the Constituency Development Fund operates and how Parliament functions. Ms. Sabao said despite progress made so far, Chikankata still lacks infrastructure that reflects its status as a district. She added that her next development strategy after the 2026 elections would focus on fewer but larger projects funded through the Constituency Development Fund. Among the key priorities are the construction of a mini-hospital, establishment of a boarding school, and investment in visible infrastructure that benefits multiple wards. The lawmaker said the goal is to ensure the impact of development funds is clearly seen by communities while promoting unity in planning district projects.
So in Parliament, I've learned a lot. It's a learning process and very interesting. I want to see it can get a better place, better than we found it.
Mm-hmm.
We've done a lot in the past 5 years. And what you should know is also, it was a learning process. Sit there for this big amount. It's the first time we are having it in Zambia. Come next year after 2026 election, we'll even change the strategy. Because when you are putting money, it should be very visible that there's money that has entered this district. But also, you know, that's it. It's also a political money. But I think my plan is that come next year, we need to sit down as a team and say, no, you know what, we have to be serious now, develop our district, what do we do? So these are things that we need to make our people understand that it's not just being in your ward, but what is important is to develop the district. It should have that district status through the infrastructure that it. The next 5-10 years, Sankata will change, and it will only change if we work together as a people to develop through planning.
Meanwhile, Ms. Sabao called for stronger measures to increase the number of women in Parliament. She praised the supportive environment in the National Assembly, but said more deliberate policies are needed within political parties to ensure women are adopted as candidates. The Member of Parliament proposed a minimum 30% quota for women in constituencies, arguing that democracy cannot be fully realized without women's participation in leadership. She explained her long-term vision is to see the number of female members of Parliament rise to more than 60 through both elected and nominated positions.
So in Parliament, I've learned a lot. It's a learning process and very interesting. What is important is when you go to a new place, learn and also ask. You know, Parliament, it has a staff that is very cooperative. They are ready to help you 24/7.
Mm.
If there's an institution that I've seen in this country that is working 24/7, it's Parliament.
Mm.
If you look at the clauses that have been amended, they have a human face. Talk of professional representation of print women.
Yeah.
We never had